All right, welcome to the Heavy Breather, boys. Dial up those EpiPens and get them ready, because here we go. My name's Richie. In the room, we have the typical Dylan, Isaac, and Jeremy.
Episode 4.
Yeah, episode 4. We don't know what we're going to call it yet, but we'll get there. We also have special guest Vicky with us, and our social media extraordinaire, Brianna. Going to be sitting in and chiming in here and there. Without any further ado, Vicky, please introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
Hi, everyone. Vicky here, married to Isaac. I guess I can consider myself a heavy breather girl.
Yeah. Can we get clapping?
Yeah.
Fatty and booty for life.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We're going to get it started with talking about the best and worst things that we had this week. So I'm going to push it to our guest, Vicky, and put her on the spot. What's the best and worst thing you had? And if you don't have a worst, that's fine. But what's the best thing you had?
I'm always eating good, so I really don't have a worst.
Okay, fair
enough.
It's
rare, unless I go out to eat. But the best thing I had this week was a prime rib. That's my favorite.
Oh,
prime
nice.
Rib.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Dylan, what do you got for us?
The best thing that I had this week, I made. What I did was I had a croissant, opened it up, toasted it, threw Gouda cheese. Some salami.
Salami.
And mustard, mayo, but I also cut up some pepperoncinis and I threw it in there.
Oh yeah,
this guy got.
But now what I'm thinking is I'm gonna exactly like the like a little party thing,
yes!
You know. Toast it, throw a little thin layer of cream cheese. It's a little like a party sandwich. So that's the best thing. I'm gonna try it, but that was the best thing I had this week. And
redo.
Yeah, redo on that one.
I remember the first time I got high, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you guys. When Dylan told me that, I was like, stop. You had me at croissant, dude. Whatever you do with a croissant, you got me.
Well,
you got my attention.
I might have something weird for you.
No, we'll get to that. We'll definitely get to that.
All right.
Isaac, what do you got for us?
I'm going to say best thing I've had this week was dinner last night.
Oh,
we had
the wife's cooking.
Yeah. I forgot
a little something on your nose, buddy.
It was
that was actually pretty good.
We had some salmon from when we went grocery shopping, so I told her, you know what, we had bought tortillas and cheese and you know everything,
all the
fixings and everything. So we had blackened salmon tacos.
Ooh,
baby.
With the chipotle sauce on top.
Oh, I like it.
Chipotle
with
mayo
my
sauce.
My chipotle mayo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, it was really, really good.
And that was like a kale broccoli slaw.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was like total white person.
It was healthy, but good
but
at the
Rubio's
same time.
Rubio's ain't got shit on me.
No.
Hold on.
Bop, shots fired.
Next comparison, Vicky versus Rubio's. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I'm Asian, by the way.
Really quickly, guys, I just want to point out, you're going to learn little by little about us personally. Isaac is our resident pescatarian, meaning he does not eat meat, chicken, poultry. I mean, it's the same thing, right? The only thing that he will eat are veggies, fish, seafood, things of that nature. If you don't know what a pescatarian is, you can look it up if you want to. I mean, it's all the same. What are you laughing about?
Meat, chicken, poultry, bro.
Is it all the same?
Chicken and poultry is the same.
Oh, that's what I said. Isn't it the same thing? I just corrected myself.
I'm sorry.
All right.
What
about you,
Jeremy?
All right, Jeremy
wants
to talk.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
do you have a
worst?
I'm sorry. What was the worst thing you had?
One of the worst things that I had was...
Dinner last night.
No. We went to Outback for early lunch.
Oh, ooh. My God.
And I ordered a seafood platter. And the crab cakes were crap cakes.
Crab cakes?
Yeah.
Were they like, mushy or something, weren't they?
The batter or something, it just...
They didn't cook all the way through.
Yeah.
Fuck
and I think
shit.
That's what it was. They weren't cooked all the way.
Fuck.
Nice.
Which, some pillow shrimp.
That was, yeah.
That's some bullshit. Some more than
Monday on the Outback, we
that
got some shit food.
All right, moving along. Jeremy, what do you got for us, buddy?
I'd say the best thing I had this week was also last night's dinner.
Ooh.
I had some fajitas.
Oh, chicken fajitas?
No, steak.
Oh, steak fajitas. Okay.
Steak fajitas and then also Mexican rice.
Oh.
I
thought I would say,
now, who made the Mexican rice?
My wife did.
Okay, now, okay, go ahead.
But she was texting me the whole time on how I make it.
Oh, okay. So she was getting the recipe from you.
I learned from my grandma.
Which is Mexican.
Mexican.
Okay. Let me ask you a serious question.
Okay.
You use that chicken seasoning, I'm assuming?
No.
You do not?
No.
Okay, curveball me. What do you got?
Chicken broth.
Chicken broth. Okay, so no powder. Actual chicken broth.
Actual chicken broth.
You let it simmer and then soak it up?
I let it simmer. So it's basically use the same parts, like if you were to do like regular rice with water. But instead of using the water, you use the broth.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut out, like say you're making 2 cups of rice. So you'd use 3 cups of water. So instead of using 3 cups of water, you'd use 2.5 cups of chicken broth, and you'd use 1/2 cup of tomato sauce.
Gotcha.
And that's what you do. Nice. My grandma used full tomatoes, but she also took the whole chicken and made and like boiled it down and stuff too. So I don't have time for that shit. But yeah, that's how you do it.
Okay. Now tell the listeners what you told me at work.
Which one?
You were like, my wife's Mexican. And she's calling me how to make Mexican rice.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That's funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
nice. Now tell me the weird thing. Oh, look, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, yeah. The worst thing. What the hell is the worst
weird
thing?
Weird or worse?
No, he was gonna tell me something weird about
thing
the croissant.
Too, the worst thing I ate this week. I don't have anything.
Last night's dinner. All right.
I don't have anything this week.
Yeah, that's good eats, man. I like it.
Okay, so the weird thing though, and I don't know where I got this from, but I like to do this, even if I don't feel like putting meat or something in the croissant, I'll cut the croissant open, and I'll put a slice of dill pickles in it.
Oh, okay.
And that's it.
Kind of weird.
That's it.
Kind of weird.
That's good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I've
really
done.
Good.
I've taken a croissant, cut it open, and just stuffed chips in it.
All right, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I recently had a croissant open, baked, but with honey and like a white cheese. It's like a super Italian cheese, and it was actually pretty good.
Was that stinky cheese?
With honey?
With honey.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That
it's like...
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what... It's like a certain cheese that you use, but...
And a glass of wine.
Like a brie or something?
I think that's it, yeah.
Oh, that nasty brie cheese.
Yeah.
That brie.
But with some honey. I was like, I don't know.
That dirty goop.
Yeah. It was good.
Brie goes good with like sweet stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason. I don't know why.
And like fruit.
Dude, that sounds like a recipe for bad gas, bro.
Oh, but you know, it's good gas, though. Like, that was good eats.
Natural.
Good eats, bad gas.
No regrets.
Social media expert, anything to add to this? No, you're gonna be shy and just record. All right, sounds good. All right, so today's episode, we are pulling out the boxing gloves and we're gonna go head to head. Now, Dylan, go ahead and elaborate on what we got in front of us.
Okay, so the episode is being called Food Face Off. We're gonna bring up two topics. Example, and this is probably on the list, like Burger King, McDonald's.
That's a classic.
And we're gonna figure out as a group on. Well, we don't have to figure it out.
Yeah,
but we're just gonna name.
We're not gonna agree, dude.
We're not gonna
agree.
No, there's gonna be some arguing. It's gonna be like a divorce court. Parents are
might
just gonna
last,
yell.
Might
back
be the last episode.
Yeah, this might be the last episode for Heavy Breather Boys.
But we're having the food face off. I'm sure we're gonna do multiple more of these. You know, and but in front of us, we have the Stockton Mall Pretzel Showdown. Now, in Stockton, there's two malls that are next door to each other. Don't ask me why. But one mall has Wetzel Pretzels, and the other mall has Auntie Anne's. So we have each pretzel from each, or different types of pretzel from each place.
But the corresponding one from...
Yeah.
From
so we're gonna taste test these, and we're going to decide which one tastes better.
So... We got the original salted from Wetzel's and Auntie Anne's, the pepperoni from Wetzel's and Auntie Anne's, et cetera, so.
And the jalapeno, and the dipping, we have, we're also going to get down to the dipping sauce as well.
Yeah. We're going
to
go in depth.
And we're 2 weeks in a row with cheese, guys.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row with dipping cheese.
I don't have a problem.
I love
cheese. I love cheese.
So,
not Annie, that brie cheese, though.
Yeah, okay. So the Auntie Anne's, we have 3 things of cheese sauce.
Ooh.
Also, we have a cinnamon pretzel, which we got the sweet glaze and caramel. And I had the option to go to Auntie Anne's to pick it up. And by the way, I went to the wrong mall. So I had to go back to the other mall. That's how confusing it is. But when I picked up the pretzels, I was like, yeah, I need two this. And the lady just looked at me and was like, you know we cater, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Bitch. And she was like, yeah, we cater, you know? She's like, you guys having a pretzel party? I was like, something like that. Yeah. Pretzel podcast party.
Yeah. Bitch, but, we only have four people here.
It's a PPP. You only need two to party.
Do you cater to four people? Because that's what we're doing.
Hey, we don't need that many pretzels, right? Yeah. Lady, relax.
Chill out.
What if she would have pulled like a Little Caesars pizza and was like, fuck, if you want more than two, you got to call ahead. Like, fuck you.
These were high and ready.
Yeah, they
we
were high and ready.
We had to wait 6 minutes for our pretzels.
They weren't high and ready.
The guy was not as nice as your Aunt Annie's.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to hand it over to Isaac, and he's going to describe his Wetzel's pretzel experience and what he got there.
Like,
and Vicky as well, sorry. They were both there.
Yeah. Like when, like it was mentioned a while ago, the guy there, you know, it's a mod job. They hate their job. So he wasn't as friendly as what Dylan was describing his experience. So, but I mean, other than that, we got a whole bunch of pretzels and sauces and I'm just ready to try everything.
Somebody's going to get a bad Yelp at the fucking Wetzel's pretzels. What's going
to
happen?
I don't think they really care.
All I got to say, Annie Ann's, the lady was super nice to me. She even threw an extra cheese sauce in there for free.
What?
Oh, damn.
And, oh, wait, and I do want to point out that Auntie Ann's was the only one that had that sweet cinnamon. So
I think
Auntie Ann's is going to win this one. I'm being biased.
Wetzel's pretzel, the only
start.
Sweet thing they had was their caramel sauce. And I didn't really care for it.
Something to go with it.
Throw out that Wetzel's has a jalapeno cheese sauce.
Oh.
Now.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
You got me going the other way now.
That's what I'm saying.
I might be by pretzel.
I like it.
Pretzel's here, sauces on the other side.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So without further ado, can we get a Bruce Buffer style Let's Get Ready to Rumble? Jeremy, can you?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Bing, 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 bing! All right.
Oh, yeah,
let's
brother.
Let's do this, boys. Which one are we going to try first?
I say we go original first.
All right, let's start with the original one.
Is this guy right here?
There's
all
that
right.
One right there.
So we got the, do we need a coin toss on who goes first?
Nah, man, just go ahead. You know
all right, so
let's go with the aunties.
Let's go with the, yeah. We're going to bust open the Annie's cheese sauce, which looks...
It's
kind of
sad, actually.
It does, yeah.
That's a little plain.
That's cheese byproducts.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
That'll
cheese
with
at least add enough food coloring to make it look more like cheese.
Yeah,
you know.
Go the extra mile.
It's like a limp dick. It's just sad.
Oh, man.
Pale.
Limp dicks suck.
All right, well, I'm going to... Everyone
so
break
Angie
off Anne's a piece.
So is a serving basically duck butter to people.
Yeah.
That's a duck butter sauce.
Can you open the Wetzel pretzel?
Oh,
yeah. See how it looks.
Oh, now this is super yellow, then we're in trouble.
And Anne's pretzel looks kind of small.
Put them side by side.
You know what? It's a little more yellow.
Yeah,
it's
a little Wetzel,
the Wetzel
this one
actually looks like nacho cheese.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying let's see how it looks. Too.
Yeah, let's see what the pretzels look like.
Open the other one. Let's see what the Wetzel looks like.
Side by side.
Oh, dude.
I think Wetzel's pretzel has more
thick.
Girth.
Oh,
and
the girth gone.
And let me tell you guys that as a big boy, girth is everything.
Oh yeah,
all right.
Everything.
The more, the better.
Yes.
Well, I just want to mention that Annie's or Auntie's has salt on it.
Yeah.
Where's
what?
The salt?
No.
Don't really care too much.
We just got original. They did have a salted one, but I didn't know
their original one
their
is
original
non-salted.
One
yeah.
Blow your mind right there. All right, break off a piece of the Auntie Anne. Let's do that one first.
Blow something.
I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a bite of it by itself and then dip it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
damn. What in the five fucks are you doing? I'll take that piece. It's okay.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And this is the second podcast that someone has eaten food off the ground.
Let's do it.
Non-dip first.
Non-dip first.
Just a regular...
Yeah, it's a pretzel.
Yep.
It got some sweetness to it.
Yeah.
It is a little sweet, though.
It does. I think that's why it comes
with
the sauce.
But the salt's helping it,
The salt's there.
Salt's there.
All right.
Oh, cheese
Let's
time.
Let's cheese it.
Oh.
Now it's time
it's
for the...
sweet. I feel like I should go with the caramel sauce.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's salt. Oh. Sweet and salty. Here we go. Okay.
The original
caramel.
Well, I'm going to bust open the caramel, then. Get down on it.
Yeah, please.
Oh.
That's really good.
I was going to say, let's get some apples, but that's really healthy.
Oh, sweet Jesus, yeah.
Cheese. You guys are going to think I'm weird, but that cheese sucks ball sack.
Still tastes good.
That
cheese is not good.
Caramel sauce is really good.
Okay, I'm going caramel sauce. Anybody want to try it with caramel?
Now I feel bad that I didn't bring the jalapeno cheddar cheese from the
Frito one.
Because this cheese is a sad excuse for cheese.
Yeah, I don't taste any of the caramel sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody want this last? You want to try the caramel?
Yeah, I'll try the caramel.
Yeah, I didn't try the caramel, buddy.
Yeah.
Get it in your mouth.
Oh, that's really good.
Oh, yeah.
With the salt on there, too.
Daddy likey.
Yeah. The salted caramel taste.
Daddy All right, likey. Wetzel's.
Wetzel.
Where's Wetzel's cheese? Get Auntie Anne the fuck out of my face. This is ridiculous. Yeah. The only thing Auntie Anne's got going for them right now is the cinnamon one. And that shit better be good. I'm going to be really upset.
Okay, everyone, break off a piece. Don't get scared.
Which cheese is this?
I just wonder if it's going to be sweet like the other one, or if it's going to have more of like a sour taste.
I don't think it's going to be sour. I don't think it's going to be sour. I think it's going to be sweeter.
Savory.
Because there's no salt.
I think
salt
it's
going to
be sour.
I think it might be.
Because it comes down to the dough and what's mixed into it. I think they have a little more sugar and stuff on the other one, but I think that might be a little more sour.
This one's going
to
be like savory.
Did you taste it without the cheese though?
Oh my bad. I got excited with the cheese.
Okay. Not a problem. It doesn't taste sour. It doesn't taste salty.
It tastes like an original
pretzel. Like an original pretzel.
Which is good.
See, like plain bread.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah, I like that.
Me too. Because you can't have too much of a salty taste.
No.
No. But
I think you can.
No, but I like the original. Yeah, I like the original taste of it. I don't like
That cheese is way better.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what we're trying here.
It's like a nacho cheese.
Oh. No, not that one. That's cheddar. Mm. That's got
that's a little weird. It's a weird at the end, though.
It has a kick to it.
It's weird at the end.
I think Auntie Anne's is just a melted crayon.
Yellow crayon. Okay. Wetzel's Pretzels has a sharp cheddar cheese. And man, it is a good cheddar cheese taste. This guy's over here popping cheese.
Don't fucking worry about what I'm doing. I'm cleansing my palate.
Yeah, he's got to cleanse his palate.
I think that one's okay.
Yeah. We've got to turn the fans on because he's getting sweaty in here because we're eating.
Yeah, because we're fat and there's a lot of...
I'm breathing too heavy.
And there's a lot of heavy breathing.
Yeah.
I'm getting the man boob sweat, the movie sweats. I'm sorry.
You want some Dio to rub into it?
You just got to put some tissue paper on it.
Dio.
What are we agreeing on this? Original.
Okay, let me say that I think Wetzel's pretzel was better and Wetzel's cheese was better.
Yeah.
Auntie Anne's can suck a fat dick with the original one.
All right, guys, I just...
Whoa, what is this?
I'm going to say... What are you doing?
I want to try that.
I'm going to say that the Wetzel's cheese is better, but I like Auntie's pretzel better, though.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Because if you put salt on that...
Oh, it's over.
It's done.
It's over.
That is... A pretzel. That is a pretzel.
Maybe I should have brought the salted one.
I'm going with Jeremy. I copyright.
Yeah.
Whoa, what is... Did you whip out the icing?
Why not?
Oh, fuck. This went from a taste test to just try whatever's good.
Hey, dude, I'm white. I'm trying everything.
Okay.
All right. Oh, dude, we forgot the jalapeno cheddar.
We gotta try jalapeno cheddar, dude.
What's that one?
I think we can agree that Wetzel's pretzel is definitely better in this
one. Okay. Wetzel's pretzels... But yeah, Jeremy said...
I feel like the pretzel's softer, too.
Fuck you, Auntie Anne.
So nice.
It's chewy. It has that chewy, soft pretzel.
See?
Are we keeping
that? That's salty right there.
Toss this one. This one's
so
salty.
With the...
what's salty?
The jalapeno cheddar.
Oh, okay.
So with the Aunt Anne's...
do me a favor.
Pretzel.
Dispose of this bullshit.
That's perfect. That tastes so good.
Oh, fuck.
That tastes so good.
You know, we the Heavy Breather boys always mixing condiments and, you know.
Yeah, we'll try anything, guys. I'm except for gay sex.
Condiment with mints.
I don't want
to. Almost anything.
All right, what's next? Pepperoni or the jalapeno pretzel?
Jalapeno.
Let's do it.
Ooh, hold on. That jalapeno cheddar has got some fucking kick to it.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That is epic.
All right.
It's a lot saltier, too, though.
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot more salt.
That was Aunt Anne's
bagels.
That's great.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Who's is the bottom one?
Who's is the bottom?
That's Wetzel's.
That's Wetzel's. Auntie Anne, go fuck yourself.
That's two for two for Wetzel's.
Wow. Okay, appearance.
Girth again. You know what? Once again.
You could be a total asshole to me if you're giving me great pretzels, all right?
Hey, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That lady was just, you know, I understand why she was nice now.
She had to sell it.
I was selling it.
I was the second customer of the day.
Yeah, you were the global idiot.
And they were open till 11. They were open
on
11.
Wetzel got some big dick fucking pretzels.
Okay,
that's
Annie's.
No joke.
Big pretzel Annie's. Energy.
Yeah, big pretzel energy. All right.
Jesus Christ.
Now, this is the I think this is the first time I ever had Wetzel, so this is a...
Really?
Yeah. I'm such a virgin.
Such
a butt virgin.
Wetzel pretzel brought it with the big pretzel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Which one's the first one we're trying? Annie's, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. The jalapenos taste good. And I've had bad tasting jalapenos.
Their jalapenos taste good, but I think they need to be pickled a little bit more. Personally.
Oh, that one tasted good to me. Then again, I'm not a jalapeno expert.
More vinegar, you mean?
Yeah, pickled, yeah. Yeah, more vinegar.
More vinegar for Richie?
If you guys hear gunshots outside, I live out in the country. And it's fucking, what, dove season or some bullshit like that? There's literally dudes across the street from my house sitting on buckets just shooting shotguns. I wish I could join them, dude. Like, I'm like, hey, can I shoot with you guys? Like, I don't have a license, but...
So I'm doing the jalapeno cheddar with the jalapeno pretzel.
Oh, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, God, you guys are awesome.
I'm taking that jalapeno to the second degree.
Mm. Oh, that's the perfect degree.
Square.
Ah, perfect.
Cubed. All right. Jalapeno caramel. Let's go.
You're mad.
I feel like after you eat the jalapenos, it's a regular pretzel.
No. The pretzel by itself actually has some, not jalapeno flavor, but...
There's a jalapeno juice on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that juice.
There's
some
spot.
Juice in the kitchen.
Some of that sweet baby juice.
All right.
Wetzel time.
All right.
And Wetzel. I just want to say...
It looks like a pizza, though. It doesn't look like a pretzel to me.
That's
much.
How fucking big their pretzel is, dude.
And
let me ask you a question. How much was each pretzel? Do you guys even pay attention?
No.
Damn
it. True heavy breathers don't care how much a fucking cost.
It doesn't matter. Charge it.
We're fucking more fucking
bar. It's like the rappers not checking the price when it comes to food.
Yeah.
Just hit it.
Just throw it on the black card.
If it costs less than 20, it don't look right
see
on
this, see, this pretzel, see this pretzel on my wrist? $50K on this, for this pretzel.
I just
want
to say that there is more jalapenos on this Wetzel pretzel.
Well, it's fucking bigger. If there wasn't, I'd be pissed.
Well, look at this guy. Who's going to take this corner? Papa is.
Memphis Dad is hungry.
Oh, Memphis Dad makes a return.
Memphis Dad, bro, really?
No? Okay.
Okay. Their jalapeno is spicier. That's got some fucking kick to
it.
And that's coming
from...
Is it
more pickled then?
I don't know what the fuck that means, Ricky.
Is it more vinegar?
You were the
tasting?
One that said it needed to be more pickled.
He said that. The other fat guy. Not all fat people look the same, all right?
Yeah. They sound the same. The
edumacated
one.
Oh, baby.
One.
It's got some kick to it. That is a good jalapeno.
Yeah.
The silence says it all.
I think Wetzel's...
Ooh,
oh,
wow,
oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
That's looking like a mother right there.
My mustache! Oh, and the jalapeno cheese sauce? What have I done?
That's almost too hot for white boy Dylan right there.
Nah. I think I need some fucking sweet icing on those. Okay.
Nah, I don't think I do sweet icing.
Yeah, sweet and spicy? You guys don't like sweet and spicy? I love sweet and spicy.
Mm. Oh, shit.
It's a little more pickled.
Yeah.
Call me a bitch, but it like rubbed on the
bitch.
Side of my lip, and it's like, it's not hot, but it's hotter than the rest of my mouth.
Tell you, dude, that jalapeno cheddar is killing it, dude. That stuff is so good.
Dude, that is some good shit. Okay,
fuck.
I think we're unanimous. After two rounds, Auntie Anne's can suck a fatter dick than anything in this room.
Wetzel pretzels.
Auntie Anne's could suck. Wetzel pretzels, fat pretzel dick.
Yeah. Get
comes,
all that jalapeno
when
juice
when it comes
in your
to
mouth.
The jalapeno one, the original one, if the original one had salt on it, it would bust all over.
No,
well,
we have
to
try it. That was an option, but
they
don't they call
do
it
have
the
one.
Original.
Yeah, they don't.
They call it the salted.
The salted, whatever the fuck it is.
Wait, Aunt Annie's was the one that was salted.
Mm-hmm.
No, he said,
no,
he's saying
he
if Wetzel's had salt on it,
oh.
Wait.
He thinks it would be better.
Wait, which one had the no salt?
That was
Wetzel's.
The fat one. Oh, really?
Yeah. See, he thought the other way.
I thought it was the other way.
No. He's saying...
No, so we've been a misunderstanding. Oh, so what are you saying? So, clarify your thoughts right now.
The one that had the no salt on it.
Wetzel's.
Was a better pretzel.
Okay, yeah. So we're unanimous right now. Wetzel is blowing Auntie Anne's out of the water. Or should I say, Auntie Anne's is blowing Wetzel right now.
She's so if the Wetzel pretzel, if we had the salted one, I think that would kick the shit out of Annie's. Yeah.
That's what we're... That's
Auntie's.
What we're
Auntie. Yes.
And they do have the salted one, but...
It's not considered the original. It's considered salted. Yeah.
Auntie sucks, bro.
Those jalapenos have
you're
a good
You're double
kick.
Dipping, huh? You're going back? Look at Woo. Him. Look at him. Oh.
We still have a pizza.
Yeah, we should have a pizza when we're going to try. And cinnamon.
Before we move to dessert.
The only thing that Auntie Anne is clinging to right now is that cinnamon one. And I'm not going to lie to you. It might not even be enough. And I love cinnamon rolls. I love anything cinnamon.
Well, let's get it going.
Let's get that pepperoni.
Let's go.
Anybody else want the rest of this? You want some of this? You want some cheese?
Want some cheese? All right, here we go. Presentation.
Here we go.
Can we use up all the cheese?
Whoa! Hold up.
Another big dick.
Is that Wetzel's pretzels?
Yeah.
Yes.
With pepperoni and jalapenos. Holy shit. Auntie Anne, I don't even need to try this. Fuck you.
You know, I'm
you
giving
suck.
This, I'm giving this cheese back to that coworker,
yeah.
That lady.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what?
Why she gave it to you.
Take your
fucking disrespect.
Do me a favor. They're sealed still, right? Throw
them
shits away. Get them off my table, man. Oh, they're garbage.
Throw it in her face.
Yeah, fuck that.
Hi, see, and I gotta see you back. Fuck your cheese, bitch.
Yeah. I don't want your free
oh my
cheese
God,
you whore.
I'm in the face of cheese.
And Annie's actually doesn't have jalapenos on their jalapeno pepperoni pizza.
Well, it's not jalapeno
I mean,
pepperoni.
Wetzel pretzel has jalapeno pepperoni option.
Now, did Wetzel's have just the pepperoni option?
Yes.
Okay. So it wasn't. This wasn't their default. And Auntie Anne's
but they
doesn't
didn't,
offer
but
the,
they didn't get their top
didn't
lines.
Have the jalapeno.
Doesn't offer that. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, you're gonna try any?
Pepperoni. Did you forget? Your own husband?
He forgets
hey,
all the time.
Put this meat in your mouth, Isaac.
He forgets all the time.
I don't forget. I try to force meat down his
throat. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've done that before.
Okay,
the tables have turned.
But not to Isaac.
No, the tables have turned.
Hey, she's like, how does it feel, asshole?
They also have
how does it feel, asshole?
Like Reese said, if he does it to me, it's only fair, right?
No, true. Oh. Hey, I believe in equality.
Oh, man.
As long as the meat being forced down your mouth is edible, okay?
Welcome to Heavy Breather Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Dark.
Fuck yeah. It gets heavy breathing for food and other stuff.
It's okay to take that 15-minute break in between.
Who are you lying 15 minutes, Dylan?
I'm sorry, dude. After I go 15, one down.
15-minute break in between. Like, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. So, I've been there.
So we still didn't get a chance to try,
Whoa, what is that?
Oh, this is...
Mustard.
Wetzel
it's
pretzels.
Like 2 minutes
spicy brown.
Spicy brown mustard.
And then 15-minute break
to
in between
recover?
The 2 minutes.
Okay.
I don't like it. It's oily.
Okay. Auntie Anne's pepperoni does not taste good. It's not bad.
It still has that sweetness to it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
With the pepperoni.
It seems super oily, and the pepperoni just doesn't have a good taste to it.
I kind of want to make my own pretzel pizza now.
Yeah.
My pizza pretzel. I want to make my own.
You know what this pepperoni tastes like? This pepperoni... No.
DiGiorno?
It tastes like the fucking mild pepperonis that you get at a fucking frozen dollar pizza. Like,
whoa.
Fucking... What, like Tony? What's that stupid brand they sell?
Baron?
Oh,
Red
Tony's.
Baron?
No, Red Baron tastes better than this.
Tony's pizza.
Tony's, yeah.
Dude with the mustache.
Yeah, no, this is garbage.
Tahin?
I don't like it.
Tahin.
All right.
Again, Wetzel pretzel.
Wetzel pretzel. Bigger pretzel, pepperoni, and jalapenos.
Now,
jalapenos.
I don't know if Auntie's...
I'll fuck up the rest of that thing if you guys don't want it.
Oh, you're just waiting to eat, aren't you, boy?
Yeah.
Don't do this to me.
What is
I
it?
I like how he's sweet.
What is it?
Yeah.
That's a pepperoni.
Yeah.
Pretzel.
Yeah.
That's a pepperoni.
You can actually see the difference
so the
in the quality. Oh, yeah.
Of their ingredients.
Why are we having this argument? I think it's fucking concise.
Yeah, Auntie's is like a fucking shitty, like a fucking foreskin.
Okay, let's put it this way.
This is not considered pepperoni, it's just a foreskin.
What's this pretzel? It's Visa. Auntie Annie's is fucking Discover. Like, you're just a fly-by-night pretzel place. Fuck off.
They want
cheese. Open your chair?
Yeah.
Even if the cinnamon one, the dessert one, is better,
that's
good,
what I'm saying, dude. At this point,
yeah.
At this point, I think Wetzel's pretzel just like blew it out of the water.
Do people really go to get a dessert, just a dessert pretzel? You
kind of
get that. I would. After that. I like sweets, though. That's just
but would, okay. Would you go there for a regular pretzel and then buy?
No, I'll buy one or the other. I'm not buying both.
Oh. I'd buy both.
You gotta try this.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta get there. All right. So three rounds in, Wetzel's pretzel is a clear fucking dominator.
Champ. The champ.
Like, Dylan got so fucking bamboozled. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, your anus is a fucking
this
gaping
is the
hole.
Way, this
got,
is the only way we're going to know for sure. You know, this we have to do this stuff to figure out.
I spent 25.
Okay, we paid 32.
I'll pay the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, right. But Vicky, mention what else you got there. Well, what you were eating before this.
Oh,
podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Wait, I never got to say what the best and worst things
that it would have been. Actually, it would have been. It might have been cheaper. What's
if
else?
It wasn't for that?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put. Let me. Yeah. I just.
Well, I got my lemonade.
I fucking quit. Yeah, I got
lemonade.
And we got the bites.
Oh.
So check this out, guys. I just realized that Dylan may have bought bamboozled not only by the flavor but by price, because he paid $25 and got pretty much the same amount of pretzel. However,
pretzel.
However, yeah, less pretzel in size but the same amount of quantity, so to speak. However, Mickey
cheese.
And Isaac showed up with three pretzels, a lemonade, pretzel bites, and I didn't get to say the best thing I ate this week. Was a fucking hot link wrapped in a pretzel that Vicky was eating when she got here. Holy shit, that thing was fucking
hot
delicious.
Link, not
I
hot
thought
dog.
It was a hot dog. She offered me a piece. I was like, I gotta have it. I gotta try it. I bit into it. Oh my god. Not a hot dog. It's a hot
oh
link.
My god.
Oh my god. Dude. And like, I gotta be honest with you. I had a lot of good stuff this week, but I'm just gonna give it up to that hot link and a fucking pretzel. That shit was deep.
You're such a slut.
Delicious.
Now, on that, have you ever had a bagel dog?
You're welcome.
A bagel dog?
Wait,
yes.
Hold on.
Have you ever had a bagel dog?
Yes.
Have you ever had a bagel dog?
Well, he doesn't eat meat.
He might have had
In your previous life.
I have.
Previous
so
life.
Sucio Isaac?
You've never had a bagel dog.
Never.
I will
what?
Find them for you.
Dude, please.
Because they sometimes they'll have them at Costco. I'll find them for you.
You know what else they have at Costco?
They're like fucking covered and you gotta pop the top off and let that steam get out.
You know
oh,
what I do? I heat it up. This is how I cook them. Because they come in each individually wrapped.
Yes.
I keep them in that wrapping. Put them in the microwave. Once that thing pops, it's done.
Oh, okay.
I pull it out, rip the top off. Fucking nut and mustard. All it's just filled with mustard. And then they let it sit for a second. You're good.
All right, let's...
All right, let's get to Auntie Annie's last
let's
fucking
see it.
Hope,
let's
dude.
See if
I'm
Auntie
sorry.
Anne does justice with this one, which I doubt.
I'm just going to mention that it's cold.
It's a fucking dessert one. It could be
it was
cold.
Hot.
It's supposed to be warm, I think.
Is it really?
Because then you drizzle the icing on top, right?
Where's that toaster at?
Yeah, go grab that toaster.
Episode 2 toaster.
The official HBB toaster.
Where's the fucking nut sauce? Let me see this.
All right, let's do this.
And
hold on,
butter.
I just want to look at it. All right.
You guys need to do both the caramel and the icing on it.
I'm going to dip one side in caramel and the other side in fucking icing, dude.
Both.
Same time?
Does it looks like the cheese.
That looks like cream of some young guy.
It's probably going to be salty.
I'm going cheese.
That's same oh,
holy cheese! Yeah. Can't you just be regular for the first
yeah,
bite?
For once, like fuck. Dude.
Just for the first bite.
Dude, Pat's on a regular piece of shit.
He doesn't fucking care. I'm not
passing
okay, around.
Okay, dude, check this out. Check this out.
Check this
ew.
Out.
That
I've been.
That looks like jizz.
That is. Yeah, that is.
Hold on.
It's holding. It's holding.
Hey, it smells sweet.
It's hair gel.
It looks like you're supposed to spit that back out.
No. Baby, I don't spit. I swallow.
She says, "Let's oh, spit that back out."
And let me tell you, sweetheart, I hope you don't spit either.
Makes
that
a mess.
Would suck.
Makes me angry.
I'll leave messes.
Snail trail.
Okay, the icing's pretty good, but it's lackluster. Where's the icing from? Do I even have to ask?
I'm not.
Fuck you, Auntie Anne. Seriously.
I'm not digging the actual bagel.
I should have brought.
Oh
Wetzel
shit.
Pretzels.
Caramel.
Caramel.
I'm not
that's
digging,
all they had there.
I'm not digging the pretzel. At all.
No,
my night's ruined.
Because we end.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore.
Quit, dude.
That icing is shit.
What did I tell you? It's not good, dude. It's alright. It's
the,
sweet.
It's
alright in the fact
water,
that it's sweet.
Water
it's water
sugar.
And sugar.
As I'm talking shit, I'm eating more.
Well, don't dip it in the fucking manges.
Dip it in the caramel.
Yeah, dip it in
I
the
did
caramel.
Both.
That's what he was doing.
Fuck the icing, dude.
And the cheese.
Are you okay?
All right, at this point, at this point, it's clear. I don't hold any reservation when I say this. Auntie Anne, suck a fat dick. Suck the fattest fucking dick ever, okay?
But you know what? You know what that.
Whoever Wetzel is, he should go over to Auntie Anne's and shove his dick down her throat.
Show him how to make pretzel.
Here's how you make a pretzel.
Eating that pretzel though kind of makes me want a churro though.
Churro pretzel. Okay, total Stockton thing. Maybe in surrounding areas, there's a churro truck called Melly's Churros. Dude, they make
where?
And they usually have at the flea market Saturday, Sunday. Okay. They make filled pretzels, Mexican caramel, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and a mixture if you want.
What's Mexican caramel?
Cajeta. It's made differently. It is made differently. It tastes different.
It's made out of goat milk.
It probably is. Who gives a
it
fuck?
Is. It is.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I don't know.
No, it is.
I can live my whole life without
that's why it
that.
Tastes different.
Okay.
One's like goat milk.
Better.
Well, goat milk tastes fucking great. Goats up, cows down.
All right, next episode, we're going to get a fucking carton of goat's milk. Yeah. And we'll see which one you like better. I guarantee it won't be goat's milk. Guaranteed. It's time for this tastes like grass and duck butter. What the fuck? It's so salty.
All right,
it's time for food face off.
Yeah, dude, we gotta get on this because Auntie Anne's is pissing me off.
And you still got two pretzels I bought for you.
Fuck those, I'm not eating those.
Give me the jalapeno one right
tossing,
now.
Take it. Oh, let's go. No, hold on, that's our social media experts. She can give it to you if she wants.
She doesn't want it.
The face.
She doesn't want it.
You want that cinnamon one? We got another cinnamon one.
Calm down, Dylan.
He's crying right now.
Crying.
All right, let's get to the real face-offs, because this was a fucking massacre. This was, fuck, I can't think of an analogy to...
Battle of the Malls is over.
Yeah. I don't know which mall has
Wetzel,
but...
Wetzel is Weberstown.
I don't either.
It's Weberstown.
Weberstown wins.
Weberstown.
Weberstown.
Out of both shitty malls in Stockton, Weberstown wins. All right, we're going to get straight into the rest of our face-offs. This first one is going to be controversial for all of us, but... To start it off, I mean, the first one on our list. I'm sorry, we have Denny's versus IHOP versus Porto's.
IHOP.
Fucking Denny's, all the way. Denny's.
Okay, but tell them why. Why? Because
reason why I say Denny's is superior is because they have this burger. That fuck, I'm gonna go get it tonight because of my fucking terrible pretzel experience.
Hold on. I have a question though. Are we basing these? Because IHOP and Denny's to me is like, those are like breakfast places.
Right.
So are we talking about breakfast or just
I'm still picking Denny's for breakfast as well.
But he's picking it because of this whole thing.
I'm fucking double stamping that shit because of this burger they have.
What's the burger?
It's white as fuck.
It's a bacon bourbon burger.
Denny's burger?
It's white as fuck.
Fuck up. Bacon bourbon burger. And they got this like bourbon sauce on it. And I throw some avocados in there. And it has a cheddar bun.
What's with the avocados though? Do you like avocados?
California, bro.
You don't like
avocados? He doesn't like vegetables.
Avocados are from Mexico.
California, you're talking to the wrong guy.
I just found out today Richie does not like vegetables at all.
Well, hold on, what the fuck are you talking about? You've known me for how many years?
I just found, like I said,
bullshit.
I just found this out today.
You never realize? Hey, make sure my shit doesn't have any vegetables.
Yep.
No, I
hey,
just...
make sure my shit doesn't have any vegetables.
Like I said
give me a
before.
Chicken sandwich with no lettuce.
Like I said before, today's the first day that I noticed Richie.
He finally realized.
I finally realized.
Dude, your fucking gaydar must be way off. You can't tell I don't like vegetables. You can't tell a fucking homo from a straight guy.
What did I say to that?
Okay. Post-op or pre-op?
Yeah.
What are we talking about here? Hey, dude. Okay.
Okay. I picked Denny's.
Said IHOP. And the reason I said IHOP is because of the pancake selection. Now, I don't know what's up with their wannabe burgers bullshit. Have you guys tried them?
No, because I eat breakfast when I go to the fucking place.
Exactly. Which is why I was like,
I'm still picking breakfast, fuckers. Denny's breakfast.
I'm going to say out of those two, just Denny's, just because IHOP changed the name to IHOP. And that seems like some Nike bullshit to me.
Yeah.
Why didn't Denny's change their name to Benny's? I don't get it. Why not?
They should have.
But they didn't change the name. It's a lie.
No, it's just a fucking marketing stunt. Bullshit.
Yeah. Back to IHOP.
All right. Isaac, what are you going with?
Denny's,
okay. Why? Do you feel like they have better breakfast foods, or is there like a specific
thing? I think their menu all around is far better than IHOP. Okay. IHOP has a very selective menu.
They do.
They have a good breakfast menu.
They do. But center them around those pancakes. Exactly. And that's the thing.
And
that's what I like.
Denny's, they have everything. And their seasoned fries are delicious.
They are. They are definitely delicious.
Everything. I'm going with Perko's. Oh. So fuck all y'all.
Oh.
Because I'm old.
Did somebody say white trash east side or what?
Oh, hold on a second. No white trash. We're talking about World War II vets.
Besides
now.
The guys with the cooking in the back.
Hey, hold on. Don't fuck with Javier. Right? You leave him alone. No, the reason why is because they have a really, really, really good Belgian waffle. Mm. A really good
one. Okay.
I've heard of that.
Now other two other things though that they have. And I know one of them, neither one of these guys have, unless they upped their game, which I don't think they did. They have the Perko's Club, which is a club sandwich, which is amazing. But they also have the tri-tip dip with the au jus sauce.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, someone told me, they're like, hey, do you know why they call it a club sandwich? I was like, no.
Oh, I did.
Chicken, lettuce, under bacon.
Blew your fucking mind right now.
Boom.
That blew your sense. Mind.
I never even thought about that.
Wow.
I thought it was just, like, exclusive.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, I mean...
It's badass.
Like a country club for... Because they sell at Perko, so the old people. So, like, you know, a club, you know, country
I was
club
today sandwich. Years old.
Today. I'm today years old.
I saw that shit on Instagram, dude. I've seen so many things like that. Where
you need to tell me?
Blew my fucking mind. Do you know what news stands for?
What?
News.
News?
Somebody remind me. News stands for something.
You brought it up.
Sorry.
I thought this was a food podcast.
No. Like, dude, okay. Something, entertainment, weather, and sports. I forgot what the N is for.
Nonsense?
News. Some bullshit.
News. Entertainment, weather, and sports. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Nonsense?
Can't be called news. Notable events. Oh, sorry. Notable events, weather, and sports.
I like mine better.
News.
Entertainment, weather, sports.
It's like saying ATM machine. That's what the fucking M stands for. It's the same shit.
All right.
Vicky, what do you got?
ATM stands for automatic teller.
Machine. Yeah, that's what the M stands for. Vicky was today years old when she learned that.
Denny's, IHOP, or Perkins?
Denny's. The food's better at Denny's. Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, hello.
IHOP, like, the pancakes are okay, but I don't have to have pancakes every day. No, I don't know.
That's why you go to those places for. You go
yeah,
for
but the, like
that's
the
like
eggs.
For everything else, especially the drunken nights when you have.
Oh, you gotta go to Denny's for a drunken night.
Yeah.
For one reason
that's
only.
That's
drunken
everything.
Nights. Why do you go to Denny's on a drunken night?
Hash browns.
Because IHOP
breakfast.
Isn't open.
Oh.
Man.
They're not open 24 hours, you know that, right?
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yes. No?
Yes.
Are they really?
Oh my god. Kick it on the podcast right now. I'm done with him.
That's the one that voted for IHOP.
Dude, IHOP all the way around. Fuck you guys.
This motherfucker's in bed by 9 p.m.
I am, usually. Probably 10.
End up by like 4.
Dude,
no.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Yes, they're open 24 hours.
Whatever. Okay, fair enough.
Honestly, if I was that drunk, I didn't know where I was going. So.
Oh.
Okay. I could end up at either one.
Here's what
I fell asleep under a light post in front of Taco Bell before.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you have food before? Like, did you get food at all?
No.
Oh, you fucked up.
I was at a barn party, and my friends, they wanted to go to a different party, but like they're all fucked up, and we were like really fucked up. I look around, I'm like, where did these guys go? And there's like hella people I don't even know, but we're in the middle of this barn and during Halloween party. You know, I'm meeting
other
people.
Was it like pigs and barns animals?
No, not like that. It was an empty barn with a whole bunch of people in there. I'm like, where do these guys go? I call them, I'm like, hey, where the fuck you guys at? They're like, oh shit, we forgot Jeremy. I'm like, where the fuck are you? They're like, we're on 99 heading over here. And I'm like, on the other side of Modesto.
We're at Denny's.
I was like, fuck, I'll fucking walk somewhere. So I walk down this road like for 2 miles and I end up in front of this Taco Bell, like passed out, sitting underneath the lamppost. And some other friends of mine happened to be driving by, the ones I wasn't with.
Oh, fuck.
Came and picked us, like, Jeremy, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, dude, I'm fucking chilling. I'm
But, like, you and this light post getting on, or what? Like, what's going on?
Like, I've had a friend drunk as fuck at Denny's, throwing up in the bathroom, with the stall open, and people were just coming and going in a Denny's bathroom.
That just seems like a
head
Denny's
in toilet.
Thing.
Head in toilet.
That's so gross.
Shout out to Tucker.
What's up, Tuck?
Shout out.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, let's go.
Let's rattle off a couple of like quick ones, and we're just gonna do it. You know, yeah. I don't know if you guys have stories or anything for it, but fried versus grilled chicken. I'm gonna go grilled.
Fried.
Grilled.
There's two ways to look at this.
Oh fucking
yeah! I'm sorry, there is though. Well, it's not just this is the same. It's just, I love grilled chicken, but you can't just sit down and eat a bucket full of it.
No,
you can't.
No. Well, you shouldn't eat a bucket of fried.
But you can.
But you won't.
I will. I will.
Who's got their fucking EpiPen ready?
I mean, I have three.
I have three.
He's loading up. They're strapped to his chest. He's like,
What do you got, Vicky?
You mean insulin shots, because EpiPens for allergies.
Oh, okay.
I work in pharmacy, so
yeah, but
EpiPen, that's
embedded. EpiPen increases your heartbeat, and like, you know, especially when you have
it's
eyes
adrenaline.
And stuff, too.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
But that's like if you're going to anaphylactic
Well, you know
shock.
You're fucking, you know your heart's going to stop if you keep eating grease like that, right?
Has anybody here ever used an EpiPen?
Because your heart's
What the fuck? You think you work at Kaiser, bro?
Anybody else, have you guys used an EpiPen before?
No, what the fuck?
Okay, so let me say this real quick.
He sounds like he has.
So my mom is a nurse, and we'd have a whole bunch of different things around the house. Like
Recreational drugs.
I used to take lidocaine. You know what lidocaine is?
Holy shit.
And I would make blow darts and put on the tip and shoot my brother in the leg with it. So his leg would go numb. So one time, I was going to the bathroom, and I was young. I was probably like... I was like 12.
Last week.
I was in the bathroom, sitting on the toilet, and I'm like looking through drawers and stuff like that. I'm like, you know. And my mom had this, she was getting hives for some reason a while back, but she had two EpiPens
this
in there.
This bastard shot an EpiPen.
So I'm sitting there, and I pull it out. I'm like, what's this? I'm like looking at it, and it has a B on it. You know, I'm looking at it, and my thumb touches it. I get shot right in the thumb. Bah! I was like, oh, what was that? And all of a sudden, I'm just like, ah! I'm sitting on the toilet. It's like, ah, fuck!
You're taking the biggest shot.
So I call my mom. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I'm just like, ah! Like, my heart's just going. She's like, what the fuck were you doing?
How hard were you?
Huh?
How hard were you?
That's neither here nor there.
Yes, it is.
And so, And so I told her, I was messing with your B thing. She's like, my B thing. She's like, you fucking idiot. She starts laughing her ass off. She's like, you're fine. You just shot yourself with adrenaline. I'm like, but it freaked me out. I was just sitting there like,
yeah, fuck shit.
I was
up.
Like, what the fuck? And like, literally, like a second after that, it's just like,
okay, Hulk. So where can I get this?
Yeah, I want some of this.
Actually, there's a shortage.
It'll
you
gotta
pay a lot for it right now.
Yeah, it'll freak you out. All right,
fair enough. Fair.
Just do meth, kids.
All right.
So grilled or fried?
Grilled versus fried.
Fried. I can sit there and eat the fried chicken skin.
That's it. Skin first.
Yes.
Get her a life alert. She's
skin
an animal.
Skin South Park.
Skin. All right.
You know they sell that?
Life alert?
No.
Oh.
Bags of fried chicken skin. You know how you have chicharrón?
What?
Oh!
You guys, I did not know this. My Filipino coworkers, you get them. Yeah, they brought a bag of fried chicken skin. It's so
get
good.
Get them the EpiPen.
What? Just like it's fucking chips, like no big deal.
Yes, just like chicharrón. Just like pork skins.
Dude, that is nice.
Also, it's crispy like that. It's not like... Because when you said that, I'm thinking of, like, KFC chicken.
Yeah.
No,
God, that'd be horrible.
Nastiness.
It's, like,
slimy. There goes my boner.
No.
That's foreskin.
I'm losing wood right now.
Yeah. You are, because that was foreskin.
Okay, so it's like
chicharrón.
Yeah,
it's all
okay,
foreskin
that's
style.
That's fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Chicken skin.
Fine, okay.
All right, that was a bad visual. McDonald's versus Burger King.
Dude.
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I'm going to take McDonald's.
Yeah.
There's very few things that I like at Burger King.
Yeah. I'm gonna say McDonald's because that ketchup. I think I said it in every episode.
Dude, what is it loaded with? Hit us again.
Nicotine. Oh, that ain't it.
Nicotine. That ain't it. That's that bullshit right there.
Nicotine ketchup.
That shit's been cut and diluted. It's not pure Peruvian.
No. It's not made with marble or red.
Let me line you up.
A little ketchup.
I do it.
Isaac said McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Jeremy.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
All right, next.
All right.
Rapid fire.
All right, tacos versus burritos, and I'm gonna go for burrito.
I'm gonna let
really?
You guys.
You're going for burritos, really?
I'm gonna like burritos, yeah.
I'm not the other Mexican bro.
Mexican
I'm gonna say tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it from the homeland, dude. Their burritos don't exist in
no, they don't.
Because he's the whitest Mexican person there is here,
bro. Anybody could have told you that in this
room. He doesn't like jalapenos.
Yeah. No, I just ate them. They're fine.
Or avocados. Avocados.
I don't like avocados either, but...
Avocados are from California.
Okay, yeah, well...
Fuck, which used to be Mexico.
Can we take a side note off that real quick?
Yeah.
What about your favorite, like, Mexican, like, meat? Like, what's your favorite?
Dude, okay. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna piss off some real Mexicans right now. Yeah.
If you say ground beef, I'm fucking leaving this room. I will fucking leave this room. You talk about a piece of shit.
No, shut ground the fuck beef. Up. Okay, look.
El pastor.
No. You would
ground beef. That's mine. That's mine.
Ground beef.
No. No, no, no. Dude, okay. Grilled chicken. Okay. Grilled chicken. On the actual grill.
That's a safe answer, though. We want the real
one.
No,
no, that's seriously. Swear to God. And most people would probably think asada. Like, nah, I'm not a big fan, dude.
What about you? What about you? Yeah.
He doesn't eat meat. El Pastor.
Yeah, you're in your past life. The carnitas, that was
It was carnitas or El Pastor.
Yeah.
Carnitas is good.
Yeah, that was
El Pastor.
El Pastor.
Past life.
Mine's El Pastor.
El Pastor.
Carnitas are great. It's not something that I can have, like, all the time. It's not that good to me.
I'm going tacos on that one.
Tacos. Okay.
Just because, like, usually the Mexican joints, they throw two
tortillas and the small ones
together. Throw one down. Like, drop your drops on that.
You know that chicken tortilla is so that everything falls on, so then you have your
chicken. Yeah. Hey, dude, so check this out. Let me hit you with some knowledge. Let me hit you with some knowledge. You ever seen them dip it in the fucking sauce and then throw it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Oil.
El dulce.
Oh, baby.
Oil.
That is some shit right there. Lard. I'm not saying I don't like tacos, but given the option, I'd probably go for a burrito.
What about you, Jeremy?
Well, I would go for a burrito. Yeah. Okay. Just because an El Pastor burrito is amazing.
Here we go.
And you can put more stuff in there.
Very nice, very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'll take either word, but burrito, just because I can shove more in my mouth.
While we're on the restaurant topic, Del Taco versus Taco Bell.
Del Taco.
Oh, shit.
Del Taco
all day. That was quick.
All day.
I've never had Del Taco.
Oh.
Del Taco.
All
right. What?
Taco Bell.
Whoa.
What? Taco Bell. Hell yeah.
Get your dog meat eating ass out the fuck out of here.
Del Taco. Suck it. Put that on the record.
No. Del Classic Chicken Burrito.
They're fucking delicious.
Really?
They are.
Over.
I've had it twice, and both times were terrible experiences.
Are you kidding me?
Did you have the crinkle fries?
Third time's the charm.
I didn't have crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries.
You gotta have crinkle fries.
I would only pick Taco Bell if they still had the Volcano Burrito.
Oh, okay. This guy.
If they had the Volcano set still, then that I'm fine. But other than that, Del Taco all day.
Tell the listeners your experience about the Volcano Burrito.
Tell us.
You told them.
Okay, yeah. So the Volcano Burrito, it was running for a couple years actually.
Yeah.
And then they stopped making it, but it was a spicy burrito. It was a really spicy burrito, like was the so this spicy. Like just the sauce, the spicy sauce.
The sauce.
But let me tell you what, it'll run through you. That's the best way to put it. I mean, it's just as hot coming out.
It's a volcano down there.
Yeah, it's a volcano. Upside down Volcano Burrito.
But yeah, okay. I think
Did you guys ever taste the what was it called? The Ranchero chicken tacos or the Ranchero tacos they had at Taco Bell? That was a really good tool. It was like this like this, it tastes like it was like if one. A cool ranch was a sauce and they put it on on
I
tacos.
Get, I
it was
get
good.
Behind that.
That sounds
as
good.
Long as they don't have regular barbecue, we're good.
Fuck you guys. I swear to God.
I got the next question.
Fuck you.
Memphis or barbecue Pringles?
Regular barbecue.
Fuck out of here. Yeah. I'm going to answer for everyone at this table.
Memphis.
Memphis could suck a fat one, dude. Seriously. Honestly, Taco Bell, because it's closer, Del Taco... No, dude.
Has nothing to do with taste.
No,
closer.
Swear to God, dude.
I'm done. I'm done with this guy.
No, fuck you.
I'm fucking done.
No, listen.
I'm done.
Because it's closer.
I'm done.
If Del Taco was right here on Waterloo Road, dude, Taco Bell can suck one, too. Seriously.
I'm so done. Del Taco, because they have better bathrooms.
Yeah, dude, that matters.
they have a bigger toilet seat. Yeah, sit down on there and ass blast.
Pinch your ass and shit.
Yeah. Okay, hit me with another one.
All right. Let's see here. Here's a good one. Coke versus Pepsi. Let's break some hearts.
Oh, Coke.
Coke all
always,
day long.
That is always
Coke.
Jeremy.
That's all you.
Yeah,
Crips for life, Pepsi.
Soup.
And roll that.
Shout out to my cuz lovers out there.
Yeah. The only C in this house is Coke, boy.
The Cripsies. Rice Cripsies.
There's cheeses being passed around as we speak. That is the whitest shit ever.
All right, fucking ground beef over there.
I like ground beef, but not like that. Fuck off.
That's his new nickname. I love it.
I fucking hate you guys so much. All right, I'm gonna throw.
Hey, ground beef, hit me with that regular barbecue sauce.
Wait, fuck you guys. Yeah, give me a list, I'm out. Fuck you. Fuck you, Liz. All right,
paper cut.
Oh, there's fucking.
That's barbecue sauce.
Caramel, regular barbecue. Dude, RC Cola.
Love it.
That's fuck, Jer- that's Jeremy's holy here. Water.
Fly by night soda, dude. You heard me right.
This is the second episode in a row that the two biggest dudes in the room are gonna fucking go at it.
Hey, we said this was a versus episode, dude. Where's the gloves at?
It has to be like that.
All right. Another big one. Doritos, nacho cheese, or Cool Ranch? Bloods versus Crips, what do we got?
I think they're still getting our money either way, so I don't really...
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but what would you choose?
Preference?
Cool Ranch, hands down.
Cool Ranch. Just as a chip, I would say Cool Ranch, but I don't just eat it as a chip. I eat it with the nacho cheese sauce, so then nacho...
Damn, okay.
Cool Ranch, nacho cheese. No, it doesn't taste right.
Hey, so there's this. I used to work at Metro PCS, and there was a guy who would literally go to the taco truck. He would buy a fucking burrito, head to the liquor store, get a soda, and two of the big fucking bags of Cool Ranch and nacho cheese, and systematically grab one of each chip and a bite the burrito and just throw it on his mouth at the same time.
That is
like a fucking like, dude. It was like OCD. Memphis. He would not take a bite unless he had all three flavors.
Memphis
in
dad, right there.
That's
Memphis dad.
That's some real shit, dude.
That's Einstein.
I also knew a guy that worked at T-Mobile that got a nacho fries from Mr. Sibs.
Oh baby, Mr. Sibs nacho fries.
That's another spot, and a gem.
That brings me back to 08, bro. I worked right across from them, dude. Do you know how bad it was?
08?
The lady would walk him over
dial.
To me.
He was on speed dial.
Tell me the month. I know you...
I started August 08, baby.
Oh, my God.
I left May 09. So I had a good... What?
What's Mayo?
May.
May.
May 09, you jackass. Dude, I had a good 8 months where it's like almost every other day was cheese fries from Sid's. Like, they were so
good. Oh my God, dude.
They're that good. Have you had them?
No.
Dude, try them. What the fuck is wrong
with you? Dude, I am not big on mall food, but.
You just ate pretzels.
You didn't know any better. You went to Aunt Annie's.
I've only had Aunt Annie's.
Oh, you fucked up, dude.
Or Auntie Ann's, whatever.
Is it Aunt Ann's?
It's Annie.
Auntie Ann's.
I don't even want to look at it anymore.
Annie is not okay, all right, Michael Jackson? She is not okay. Pretzels fucking
okay.
Suck. All right, okay, here's a good one. Mr. Pibb versus Dr. Pepper.
Pepsi.
Neither here nor there. Go suck one.
Dr. Thunder.
Dude, Dr. Dad.
Dr. Thunder just sounds like either a wrestler or like
a
low-end porn star.
I say Dr. Memphis.
Shasta.
I know what it is, but just the name Dr. Thunder.
I'm going Pib.
I'm going Pib extra, dude.
Pib.
Either or.
Okay.
Yeah. No preference. All right. Curly fries, regular fries, crisp cut, or crinkle? How do you like your fries, people?
What?
In my stomach?
Don't give a shit.
I don't care.
Crinkle, dude. Crinkle all the way around.
It depends. Waffle fries.
Well, crisp cut, waffling.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go crinkle. I like crinkle fries.
Curly.
Curly.
Which curly ones? You're talking about Jack
the Box curly.
You already know.
Jack the Box
curly.
That's
not a question.
What?
Get the tacos from Jack in the Box. Pry those bad boys open, and then throw the curly fries in it.
Oh, that is some real shit right there. And what did I tell you? What was a Jumbaco?
Oh.
If
fuck.
You guys remember that fucking commercial, it was having a Jumbo Jack and tacos. I would shove a taco in my Jumbo Jack and eat it that way. Dude, it was fucking delicious.
Well, you sometimes... I want to
personally thank Jack in the Box for catering to all the potheads.
Yes.
In the world.
But when it comes to fast food, sometimes you have to, like... You don't get bored of certain things. You have to kind of make your own stuff, you know, put stuff together. Just grab chicken nuggets
and sauces from El Pollo Loco. Like, you just gotta
adventure. What I do, like, it's just kind of time as well, too, and because it tastes good. Like, if I get breakfast from McDonald's,
Like I'll get the hash browns and the sausage muffin. Mm. Put the hash brown in the sausage muffin.
There you go. That's perfect.
It's
I love that.
You gotta get creative. You
it
know?
Saves time, but it also is great because it brings another texture to the actual sandwich.
You gotta get creative, and sometimes you get bored of the same stuff. That's why you know sometimes you gotta bust out the stranger method and do it.
Oh baby, okay.
Perfect stranger.
Yeah, just
so
stranger.
What? You sit on the sandwich for 5 minutes and
no, I'm talking. I'm just talking about, man, baby. I'm just talking about you gotta change it up a little
somebody
bit.
Somebody else is feeding it to me.
Hey, I will pay you to feed me.
Whoa. What are we doing? We're talking sandwiches, right?
This is a very sexual food-oriented episode.
Food porn.
Food porn.
I love it.
Oh, shit.
Episode name.
Yeah, food porn.
Hey, speaking of Jack in the Box real quick, though, have you guys ever had those mini churros from there?
Fuck, they're amazing.
Isn't that the best
thing?
That is
the have fucking best thing since sliced bread, dude.
You haven't had one of those.
No, man.
Out of all the people here, I would have thought that you would have had it.
What the fuck does that mean?
Mini churros.
You make high food.
All right, if anybody's like, listening to this and you haven't had Jack in the Box mini churros, do yourself a favor. Get out there and try them.
Now.
You will not be disappointed.
Right now.
Go now. Like,
yes.
Listen to this podcast on the
now.
Way to...
Not you.
Bye, Dylan.
Sit the fuck down.
You can hear the rest of it later.
Do you want me to leave or not?
Nah, you hang out, bro. Okay, dude, two-parter, and I'll get to the second part
in
a second.
What is this, an SAT question?
Yes,
come on.
Is.
I
didn't
study.
Number one.
If Billy's train left,
and then the other one left 20 minutes later. Who's the gay one?
Dylan.
The one with the dick in his mouth.
Yes, good answer. I like it. I like your practical thinking. Oreo versus Chips Ahoy. Any variation, but just that title.
Oreo.
Oreos.
Oreo.
Man.
All right, while Jeremy ponders his fucking life, white fudge Chips Ahoy are the shit, but otherwise, if they didn't have that flavor, I would say Oreo.
Dry and crumbly out.
They're fucking delicious.
Well, that's what makes them so good when you dip them in milk.
Yeah.
Because they hold together better.
Fuck the chewy ones. Fuck the chewy ones.
No, I
think
fuck the chewy ones.
Chewies are
No, I don't like that.
Because you can dip Oreos in milk.
I don't need a toothbrush every time I eat those fuckers.
Yeah, but you can, but if you dip it in for like more than 5 seconds,
and
then your fingers
apart.
Go like this, meh, and then you get fall, then the Oreo
I actually
falls
don't
in
dip
there.
Them. I just throw the cookie in my mouth and.
Oh, no, you got that soggy goodness.
It's a wide mouth.
That's an Einstein.
You're a lucky one, boy.
Is it milk with ice in it?
No. Unless it's warm. You cannot have uncold milk.
Milk and ice.
It better be fucking freezing cold.
Milk and ice. God damn it.
No,
dude,
milk and ice?
Dude, okay, look.
You and my
if
dad,
your milk's
I swear
not
God.
Cold enough and you want milk, do you just drink it or do you wait?
Why would you? Why would your milk be warm, though?
Sometimes it's not as cold as you
want. He throws it in the shaker.
I'll tell you what. Even if it comes straight out the fridge, I want that son of a bitch colder.
I want cold ice.
Like she said, you just use a shaker.
Strain it out.
You still get the water in it, though.
You still get water if it has ice.
That's true.
But it doesn't melt in the milk.
Well, I pound my milk pretty quickly, so I mean, it doesn't melt that much.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
It pounds everything very quickly.
Yeah, you do.
That's the wife.
I don't think the listeners heard breathe.
Very quickly. Let me emphasize the very quickly part, guys. Very quickly. Okay, while we're on the subject of Oreos, since more than half the table chose Oreos, double stuffed or single stuffed? Or regular, I'm sorry.
Everyone's looking at me.
Single stuffed.
Single stuffed. Single.
Single stuffed, please.
Single.
Really?
Double stuff is too much.
Too much?
Stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry, guys. Girth, baby. Double. Give me that double stuff.
It's too much cream for me.
There's so much going on.
It's too much cream on my mouth.
I'm so stuffed.
I gotta spit it out.
I'll still eat it.
Oh, here's
talk
to me. Oh, hello. Here's a controversial one. Peanut butter, crunchy or creamy? And if anybody says creamy, get the fuck out of my house.
Creamy.
Right now.
Creamy.
Creamy.
Creamy. I hate all you.
Chunky.
Yes.
Honestly,
bam, me too.
Either or, but in certain ways, I like the creamy more.
Now, okay. You're talking to a guy that'll eat peanut butter out of the jar.
Yeah,
I have witnesses.
You do.
Yes.
This guy will stick his dick in his peanut butter jar and then lick it afterwards.
I still haven't figured out who stuck their dick in my jar. Who did that at work? Who did that?
Showing the jar with
this peanut butter.
This is fucked.
Like, why is this weird?
Oh my god.
All right, dude. So
I ate it still, but whatever.
So this morning, I'm running a little late for work. The wife makes me a PB&J. And I grab it to go. Dude, I'm driving. And I take a bite, and I'm not fucking with you when I'm telling you I'm running late to work. I pulled over, grabbed my phone, and text my wife and said, what is up with this creamy bullshit? I stopped.
It's what he fucking bought. That's what
she it said. She swears I bought it. I would never commit such blasphemy.
Roll the window down and threw it out the window.
No, Tony, just do that. Except, hold on. Except I was hungry. So, and yeah. I needed breakfast, so.
You know, Emily's still gonna eat it.
No, so,
you
have to eat.
So, if you were lost in the woods and nothing, all you had was a jar of creamy peanut butter.
I would eat it. Oh, okay. No, I'm not stupid, bro.
Okay,
because I know that if I make it out, Chunky's on the other side.
Now, let's say you're lost, and there was a field just full of vegetables.
That was nice knowing you guys. It was real nice knowing you guys.
This motherfucker.
I'll eat the fucking...
Fucking castaway status. With a picture of fucking crunchy peanut butter.
Wilson. I mean,
Jiffy.
He's my friend. No.
Oh, God.
Hey, dude. Okay, so every time I think about castaway, I'm going to expose myself. Whoa. I know I'm going to get fucking ringed on this one. Hold on. Yeah, every time I think about castaway, when I watched it the first time, it blew my mind that he instantly remembered how to drive. And somebody says, you don't forget how to drive. I'm like, bullshit, I forget how to do a lot of stuff if I don't do it for a while. Think about it. If you're on that island for so fucking long, would you be confident enough to get back in a car?
Yeah.
I'm confident to get in the NASCAR races. Let's go.
Fuck, okay.
And that's just, hey,
Dale Earnhardt over here.
That's it.
Look at him.
I had the mullet.
Dude. I think the favorite part of my favorite part of that movie is when he's at his like coming back party and like everybody's eating all this seafood. He's just looking at like with the most disgusting look on his face.
Like, I don't want to see water or anything.
This shit.
Yeah. Or when he's on the ground with the lamp.
I just want the driest Chips Ahoy ever.
That was a neat movie.
All right, that was our Castaway section of the podcast.
Yeah, Castaway. Okay, so while we're on PB, let's talk about the J.
What J?
Strawberry, but Jay. Okay, I'm sorry. Strawberry versus grape. Those are the two biggest flavors for jam or jelly. And I was told recently that jam and jelly are two different things. It blew my fucking mind. I thought it was the same fucking thing.
I didn't know that there was a. I didn't know there's such a big versus between grape and strawberry.
Well, it's usually people pick one or the other. Don't tell me you mix them.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because there's only one, and that's strawberry.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know what a preserve is, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I've always called it jelly, and I see jam, and I think that's jelly. Like.
Oh, that was such a dirty joke about jelly and jam. I forgot about it.
It's okay.
Look it up.
Shit happens, bro.
Yeah, strawberry. I mean, fuck.
Strawberry. Strawberry without a doubt, bro. Yeah. Strawberry. Isaac?
Strawberry. I have to.
Dylan?
I'm going strawberry on this.
Sure. All right. Smuckers versus Goober.
Smuckers.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I think we're all.
What the fuck is a Goober?
It has that peanut butter mixed into it.
Yeah.
It's
the one that's mixed.
Stripe.
The stripe. Yeah.
I got it. Stripe.
It was like the fucking the low income. You got it for free type bullshit. You know.
I guess.
I'm talking around it.
What's the difference between jam and jelly? I can't jelly my dick in your ass.
You're a fucking idiot. This is definitely not family friendly.
No.
Actually, I think was it Apple? Apple has this listed as explicit.
Does it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Good.
That's
awesome, dude.
Fuck that shit.
All right, let's get into.
I got one that we can talk about.
Go ahead.
Chicken wing, bone-in or boneless?
That was the next one here.
Bone-in.
Boneless. I'm lazy as fuck.
Okay.
Get chicken nuggets.
I don't give a fuck.
That's
but if
nugget.
I don't eat all the meat off my
bone-in,
he sucks.
Oh, dude, okay, look, let me tell you. For all you guys that like bone-in chicken wings, you would fucking kill my wife. And I mean kill her. Strangle her to fucking death. At the way
she
eats
the meat
bone.
In the middle and stuff.
Everything.
Huh?
Everything.
What does she do? Look at it? I'm done, Richie.
She fucking She fucking licks the sauce off the outside and puts it down. Like, can I have another one?
I'm
like,
done.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna break this down into
a
science.
At least she doesn't make a mess.
You're right.
I'm breaking this down into
a
science.
I'm the lucky one, huh? I get food and other stuff.
Science, here we go.
Here we go.
I like them both. But there are some bone flavors that I prefer over boneless.
Okay.
But there's some boneless flavors I prefer on over
bone. Give me an example. Give me one.
Honey barbecue is better boneless than bone.
Okay.
But like a hot buffalo sauce is better on the bone than boneless.
Huh, interesting.
Yes.
Is there an actual scientific reason, or are you just saying it's scientific?
It's how I fucking feel.
Oh, fair enough. Fucking School of Dylan over here.
That's right. And fuck blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese can suck a fat one, dude. No, get out of here.
Oh, well.
But Richard doesn't like ranch either.
Yeah, no, I do. I will eat ranch.
Whoa. That's vegetables.
Blue cheese can suck it. You're right, it does suck. Yeah, but you just ruined it for
blue
me.
Blue cheese
right.
with buffalo.
Hell no.
Okay, I'm gonna, okay, listeners, the reason why I don't like blue cheese,
you got tricked into
it. I thought it was ranch at Applebee's, and Applebee's blue cheese, what I, me and him talked about it, he says it's garbage, but what he says, Isaac, is saying like a fresh blue cheese, is great, so I'm gonna have to try it. I'm not, I mean.
Yeah, you got too much of that old blue cheese in your mouth, and you thought it was ranch, and it just fucked your day up.
As a kid, it was like seeing your,
to me, it smells so bad.
It's like hearing your parents doing it. It's, traumatizing.
Smitty's.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Blue cheese.
I don't know, man. There's
my take.
I smelled it once, and it smelled so bad, I didn't want to get near it. So
wow.
That's just me. It might taste good, but yeah, I'm sorry. Part of tasting for me is the fucking smell, and if it smells bad, I'm not trying it. That's just a good rule of thumb, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Wingstop, spicy Cajun, bone-in.
Okay, but
okay,
see...
spicy Cajun, that's the powdered one, right?
That's the sauce.
Ooh.
But see, like, garlic parmesan on boneless is better than garlic parmesan on bone.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's the other thing, too, about bone-in and boneless is if it's a sauce...
If it's a sauce or if it's a dry rub.
Yeah, that makes a...
But the thing is, the reason I like it more because I think it tastes better with the bone-in, but it also has some structure to it that you can hold on to. I mean, you can just shove that one in your mouth, but it's just, like, all flimsy and stuff.
But if you get dry flavored or just, like, powdered flavor
like,
on the boneless, it's not as...
On boneless, I wouldn't go with a dry rub.
But it just seems like it crisps up more when it's on the bone, too.
It does.
Yeah.
It's not as soggy as...
You can't argue with it. It does taste good, but if I had to choose
either way,
one
but
or the
I'd
other,
rather
I'd
choose
go
the
boneless.
Fucking food.
Kettle chips versus regular potato chips.
Kettle.
Depends.
Kettle.
Ooh. Actually, you're right. Kettle. Salt and vinegar kettle chips. Oh, bro.
Kettle.
Day. Shout out to white people.
Yep.
Yeah, white people all day long.
Memphis kettle.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. Again.
What's
let's
on
talk
the list?
About,
all the time.
Ooh, Krispy Kreme versus Dunkin' Donuts, or your variety of big donut chain in your area.
Anything.
I'm going to say Krispy Kreme,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm donut. Regular donut.
Regular donut?
Regular
you don't
donut.
Like glaze all the way around?
Hole in the wall place.
Hole in the wall place?
Hole in
they
the
do
place.
Some... It's hole in the wall places that make some of the best fresh donuts.
Yep. Hole in the wall place.
But unfortunately, in this one, I'm thinking just big donut places. Because
hole
in the wall will win every time.
Yeah. So we're talking about big chains.
Big chain.
So
yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy
Kreme.
Two chains.
Dunkin' Donuts probably. I like Dunkin' Donuts.
I just like a good old
I would say Krispy Kreme if we're
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Ooh, here's a good one. Fanta versus Crush for the off-the-wall flavors.
Crush, huh?
I'm going to go
Fanta
with the Nazis
dude.
On this one.
I'm
go
a Fanta,
Fanta,
dude. I'm sorry.
Do you want a Fanta?
I'm going to go with my fellow big guy over here. I like Fanta.
We're going with the
good.
Third Reich Fanta.
Third Reich.
Fanta's garbage.
No, my God. Jarritos?
Oh, here we go.
Curveball, baby. Okay, while we're on the subject of these things because
Jarritos.
You can compare them. Yeah, Jarritos are great. Glass bottle versus canned or plastic bottle.
Glass bottle, dude.
Yep.
All the way around. You got any
papers?
Yeah. Paper?
Paper.
Okay.
Plastic bag.
Have you ever been to Mexico, dude? They give you a fucking plastic bag.
Yeah.
They don't give you the fucking bottle because you can recycle that. Or they'll charge you more.
Yeah.
So you end up getting a fucking soda poured into a sandwich
with
bag
a
with a string on it and a straw right through the middle.
Whoa, or you bite the end. Come on now, guys.
Bite the end.
Yeah, you bite the end off. Have you guys been to Mexico?
I haven't.
Bite the end off.
Raise of hand, who has not been to Mexico?
Oh, no.
Bite the end off of what?
The bag.
The super white guy.
Suck the whole thing down. You never done that?
Motherfucker's talking about shotgunning a bag of soda.
We're trying to be classy.
Yeah, dude, I'm sucking out of
You're
the straw.
You're drinking out of a bag.
You said straw, right?
Yeah. The fuck's wrong with
be
you?
Be respectful.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
What a dickwad.
We're gonna drink our high-class Mexican water out of this bag real quick.
Oh, the one that's gonna give you diarrhea, dude. That shit's gonna fuck you up. Don't do
that. This will end your
bottle
day.
Bottle products only, dude. Let's be smart. All
right. So why
bottle
are we drinking
products.
Out of the bag, then?
What's next on the list?
You know what? The last thing on the list that we didn't talk about.
I got one.
Wait, hold on. You know what? Let's end with the one Dylan got. Because the last one I have here is Little Debbie versus Hostess. And I don't think anybody really gives two shits about
No, I'm
them.
Going based off, not food, tits or ass. What do you got?
Ass.
You just want me to answer it the way I answered. That's why you
answer
asked
it. Answer it how you answer
okay.
it.
Okay. I like both. But this is the reason why Dylan wanted to bring this up. Is because I can't be fucking someone that has smaller tits than me. Because it doesn't make any sense. It's like, who am I playing with, myself or you? If I'm just going to do it this way, then I can just take care of myself then.
Hit it from behind and grab your tits.
That works.
While your dick bumper's in action.
Yeah, dick bumper.
Dick bumper.
Oh, dude, that is epic. It's a week later and Dick Bumper is still good.
And Memphis Dad.
And Memphis Dad. Hey, dude, okay, look out for these shirts. You're going to see these things at some point, I promise.
Oh,
my God. All right, let's finish it off with some recommendations for the week, guys. I mean, we've gone through a laundry list of shit.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Auntie Annie's can suck a fat one. I think we've all agreed on that. Wetzel's Pretzels is top fucking dog.
Oh, yeah.
He's got girth. He's got flavor. He's got value.
And attitude.
Because your people fucking suck. But you know what? Give me the fucking attitude if you're going to give me some great pretzels. I'll take it.
Wetzel's also the varsity captain in football.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, and fucking Auntie Anne is just
a fucking
nerd that rides his bike to school. No, get in there, boy. All right. So, restaurant recommendations or
Wetzel's.
Just food recommendations in general.
I'm going to recommend Wetzel's.
You fucking cop out.
No,
right?
I can't because that was the first time I had it.
Okay, yeah. fair enough. Okay.
And it just makes me feel better because I bought Auntie Anne. Makes me feel a little bit better.
And spent more.
And I'm eating that shit as I'm talking. But yeah.
Nice.
But if I had to pick another one, I can't think right now.
Fair enough.
Wetzel's.
Superfish.
Superfish?
Where's
that
located?
Super
okay.
Asian.
Is that a strip club?
Yeah.
No. It's an Asian strip club, guys.
Oh! Like it.
Yeah.
It's across the street from the other strip club called Snail Trail.
Which is right across the street from SF Supermarket.
Oh.
You can get a fish. You can get a fish smell wherever you go in that area.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Poke.
Tell us about it.
It's a poke place.
Okay.
It's bomb. And you can get. You can.
What is it?
Have
poke?
The option, it's poke.
Poke or
poke?
Poke.
That's like sushi in a bowl.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a deconstructed.
Pikachu in a bowl.
But they offer tacos.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
And where is this located?
I'm West Lane and March in the shopping
Stockton.
Center. Yeah.
West Lane March.
Stoked. And
is
they
it,
have
is it next to
the
like big
like
Chinese
Asian,
place?
Yeah.
By China Palace.
By China Palace, okay.
They also have the Asian teas with the bubble.
You know what's also near there? Dream ice cream. If you guys have never been there, it's actually pretty damn
that
good.
Good too.
It's a nightmare, not a dream.
What? I already recommended Wetzel's.
You had your hand up, dude. Like
oh, I was gonna ask where it was located.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of anything too.
So, me and Isaac are gonna recommend something together. You know, so we always recommend a you know restaurant and stuff like that. But I recommend you stay home and fix your own shit. you know, try something new. Like you know what I'm saying? Just think of something that you want to make and fucking make it.
Like that croissant sandwich.
Like that croissant,
yeah, like that croissant
dude,
sandwich.
So
I'm copywriting that. Don't
fucking
take it.
Those salmon. Black salmon.
Yeah.
Black
welcome.
Salmon tacos.
Black and salmon tacos.
Sounds good.
Ooh. Black Solomon tacos.
Solomon.
I don't have a recommendation.
Oh,
I mean,
my
I don't have
God.
Anything good.
Fucking Taco Bell.
Yeah. Del Taco, if you haven't had it.
Oh, yeah.
Make the drive.
Yeah.
Whatever's closest
drive.
To you. That's
yeah.
his recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a walk.
Del Classic Chicken Burrito.
Whatever's going to get you home with fucking warm food, all right?
Ground beef burrito with barbecue
yet.
Sauce.
Uber
Yeah. Hey, Uber. No. Uber Eats, what's the other one?
Tried,
yeah, what's the other fucking apps? They don't come this far out, dude.
No, what I'm saying is get an Uber, have them drop you off.
It's not that. It's that I really like to eat at fast food restaurants. I like to pick it up and come home. By the time I came home, it's cold. I'm like, there's no point.
Eat it on your way home?
Yeah.
I can get a ticket for that nowadays, boys.
Can you?
Is yes.
What
really?
The fuck?
Yes. Look
I'm
up.
Calling a strike on the cops now.
Yeah, look it up. It's in your penal code.
What is that? Driving while fat?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
I'll
be committed every single time.
I have no penile anything.
Yeah.
We're talking about Pinalicos.
All right, guys.
Well, I think we're calling it.
Yeah, I think we're calling it a day. Dylan looks like he's about to pass out or take a shit. One of the two, I don't know.
Getting a little moist in here.
Oh, God.
It is. It's getting hot.
All right, guys. Well, we've been the Heavy Breather Boys with one Heavy Breather Girl.
Thanks for having me.
She was awesome. She was definitely awesome. And we will see you guys next week for our next episode.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Thanks, guys. Get me out of here. Tables and shit.
Hey, so off topic, I'm going to ask you again. What the fuck is up with See's Candies?
See's Candies,
that's
good,
old
dude.
People shit.
Nah.
That no. They all died off.
No.
It's Christmas. Done. We need it.
The people that work there maybe might die off, but...
Have you seen the people that work there?
Yes.
Their shoes color match their ear, the fucking earring aids.
There's dust everywhere.
Hey, real
There's
shit?
Dust everywhere.
Hey, dude.
Real shit? I took a sample, and I fast walked out, like, fast paced out of there. They thought I stole some shit.
Hey.
Like, get over here! I'm like...
I thought you were gonna say that you took a sample, turned around, and she forgot you already. Like,
no.
Oh shit, I got another one.
Oh fuck, no, I'll be a handful.
What a dick one.
Forgot you
already. You're like, hi son, would you like a sample? Yes.
Yeah, sure. You just keep walking
son,
around.
Would you
the
like
circle.
A sample? Around the little middle display, like, can I have a sample?
What yeah, do you mean? What if she was just like, what if she was
real though? Like, some of them are good. Like, the
unlimited samples all day
like,
long.
Salted caramels and stuff, those are good and stuff like that. But the cherry shit, I mean, come on.
No.
Like
that's
they
fucking
make
nasty.
Money during the holidays to stay open the rest
okay,
of the
dude.
Year.
For the older people that buy that shit for other people that they don't like.
They're expensive.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's fucking
I don't
like
any of
them for teachers. Kids, teachers, it's the perfect.
I would give that kid a fucking F.
Fuck that kid, bro.
Fuck this kid.
I would have the lunch lady beat his ass.
Dude, okay. Fucking nothing but cakes. Have you guys had that shit yet?
Nothing but cakes?
Yes. That was
that
a wedding
cake.
That
shit was fucking
the
good.
Red velvet.
Okay,
the
dude.
Get that shit. Don't get that C's diarrhea
the
anymore.
On the record, I gotta say this right now on this podcast. I do not like cupcakes or cake.
Oh, this guy.
Or frosting.
Out of all the stuff you don't like those.
No. I haven't had a piece of cake, cupcake, frosting in like the, I could say honestly, 15 years. Easy.
This guy does not like
really?
Any kind of pastries
like
that.
Like for work, they were like, happy birthday, Dylan, here's a cake. And I'm like,
nope.
Fuck that.
What a
that.
Fucking dick, bro.
What is it that you don't
oh,
like?
Oh, remember I left early?
Yeah, he left early too.
What do you not like about it?
I don't like the texture. First of all, the thing that grossed me out is like I used to go to birthday parties a lot. You know, as a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, blow your candles out. Some
but
kid
I
just
a little popcorn corn so that was cute.
All over this cake, and I'm just like.
So you have.
I love cake,
so every
bro.
Time you see Kiki, a fucking PTSD of the kids spitting all over it.
Yeah.
But the main reason
like
is texture.
Of
it's texture. I fucking hate it.
Okay, dude, hold on. Let me touch on the fucking See's Candy. I don't like any other fruit stuff. But dude, like the white fudge, the Beverly's that have like.
Of course you would like the white fudge.
I love
that's
white
good.
Fudge, bro. Of course.
Salted caramel. That's the only thing.
Salted
caramel's
good too.
Stuff.
Dude, but like other nice. Like the ones that have
you
like
say
nougat.
Caramel. I just noticed.
Yeah.
It's caramel. There's an A.
You guys say
it.
Solomon for salmon. What the fuck?
I say salmon.
Solomon.
Salmon.
Salmon.
Salmon. The L is silent.
The L is silent.
Okay, hold on.
Salmon. Between the R and
it's not like
caramel.
Lasagna.
What about almond?
Almond or almond?
Well, it depends. It depends if it's on the tree or off the tree. It
almond.
Changes.
Oh.
It changes.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I almond orchard. I grew up on
Google
almond
check
orchard.
That shit.
Almond and almond, it's different when it falls
that
off the tree.
Google
tell
check
me.
That shit right
check
now.
Check it right now.
Tell
check
me
right
Mexican.
Now. Tell me right now.
Okay. Well. Okay.
What
so what is it? Yeah. What's almond? What's almond?
I can't remember. it's almond when it's on the tree.
Did you imagine
this
happening as a teacher?
It knocks the A out of it.
Hey, why teacher? Because I fucking
why?
Said so, alright?
I don't get it. Why?
I have no idea.
Almond, dude. Almond, definitely.
Almond is off the tree. Almond is
you'll never
tree.
Hear me say almond unless the dude's name is like almond.
But when are you going to be in an almond orchard? Never.
There's fucking a couple of them right here.
Do you go into them?
No. Unless I'm trying to fuck in the dark.
Oh. Dude, this podcast just... This is
after
part,
hours.
Part duh.
Part duh.
Part duh. Oh, speaking of, like, let's talk about salted caramels. Have you guys been to the Ghirardelli's?
Yes.
Off 99?
Hold on.
No, it's
you better
off,
not
it's,
say...
It's off of 5. It's
also
5,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's 5, my bad.
That
you
place,
better not say anything bad about that place. I will stab you.
No, I'm saying the exact opposite.
Okay.
The sea salt caramel
yes.
sundae that's the one.
Is the best thing I've ever had.
Their hot
just their sea salt
caramel.
Sea salt caramel.
Yeah, but have you had the sundae?
No, I have not, but I can imagine.
They put sea salt on top of it? Oh, fuck, It's so good.
No, hey, what about that? They've got good hot cocoa there, though.
That place is good.
Okay, so check this out, dude.
I'm not drinking fucking hot cocoa in the middle of summer.
I'm just, bitch, get out of here. What's wrong with you, bro? Man, fuck you guys.
You white son of a bitch.
Yo, you think I'd fucking go there during the summer?
It's 90 fucking degrees outside. He's like, you guys got hot anything?
He's going there with his fucking Christmas sweater on, fucking turtleneck ass bitch.
And fucking boat shoes. Fucking quit. I'm done.
Fucking hot cocoa.
That's it.
And fucking some fucking cider and Bailey's.
You lost another white guy.
I'm done. During the summer. They're almonds when they're on the ground because you shake the L out of them to get them out of the tree.
Shake the L out of them?
You take the L out of them.
You take that L for saying that.
There you go.
That's bullshit. Almonds.
Fact check.
Take your L.
Yeah.
Google
I'm
for
keeping the L. Fuck off.
All right. We're signing out again. Fuck off, everybody.